Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
President Biden is following up on a bill being touted as the Build Back Better Act, announced Thursday, the framework for the sweeping law that his administration maintains will, if passed, help rebuild the backbone of the country, in part through what it also says is the largest effort to combat climate change in American history. However, a section of the bill's current language specifically targets the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, rolling back permissions for exploration and development, and even proclaiming intentions of lease buybacks and triggering scathing responses from opponents.
President Biden touted what he calls a historic agreement on a framework for the $1.75 trillion spending bill.
No one got everything they wanted, including me, but that's what compromise is.
The package includes funding to fight climate change and invest in childcare, healthcare, education, and affordable housing. It'd be paid for by new taxes on big corporations and the wealthiest Americans. I'm Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News.
However, there is some relief for supporters of the move. Proponents on Thursday said they're grateful for the efforts displayed in the bill that are meant to protect ANWR. The October 28th move of the revised Build Back Better Act follows the Biden administration's suspension of all oil and gas activity on the coastal plain of ANWR back in June of this year. The move, some tribes commended at the time, writing through a media representative, saying that the presence of leases on the coastal plain are an affront to the culture and ways of life of the Gwich'in tribe members of Arctic Village in Venati. On the other hand, the State Department of Law has previously stepped in protest of federal tactics seeking to close the region to develop and explore. As the fourth special session is set to conclude, Governor Mike Dunleavy expresses frustration over the lack of action happening over his proposal to pay out a supplemental dividend and put the PFD into the Constitution. In calling this unacceptable, Dunleavy says Alaskans are being left out in the cold because, quote, a few legislators are unwilling to act, unquote. In a podcast with host Dave Steeren, Dunleavy discusses the ongoing stalemate over the PFD.
The inaction, absolutely zero action this fourth special session should tell all Alaskans that members of the legislature have no desire to get in touch with what their needs are, right? We're undergoing some incredible inflationary pressures in fuel, which is going to reverberate across Alaska, especially rural Alaska. Inflationary pressures are going to impact food. Literally everything will be impacted by the supply chain issues we're experiencing, repercussions from battling this virus, and now it's all manifesting itself into inflation. Now, that's an inflationary issue. Now, for example, this was all about the permanent fund dividend, the permanent fund, and a sustainable fiscal plan. But really what we were hoping for is that the legislature would come around and rally around the people of Alaska, that there's been a significant transference of wealth into things like the permanent fund, into things like the growing price of a barrel of oil.
Among the pieces of legislation lawmakers have been working on over this fourth session is House Bill 4001, which would appropriate around $795 million from the Earnings Reserve Account to the Dividend Fund for the payment of a supplementary permanent fund dividend and for administrative and associated costs for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022. Dunleavy calls on legislators to act with just days remaining before the end of the fourth special session, calling on them because of the additional revenues for the state and the sharply rising energy costs for Alaskans.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.